Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well and is gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, I trust all is well with you and everything is just doing good in your life. Thank you so much, Tibati. She's back with you tomorrow. As for me, I'm with you up to the hour 7. It is Sunday Live. My name is Ray.
Rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, we are together till 7, as I said. I'm just looking for a song that I can start with. A good song, man. A good song. A good song that goes with a Sunday. Excuse my voice, something happened. But we will have a good show, don't worry. A good song that I haven't played in a while, you know. A good song that we haven't had a chance to listen to in a while. I'm going to play quite a lot of songs that we haven't had a chance to listen to in a while. And I trust you are just going to enjoy this. You're going to experience the grace of the Father in a mighty way. This is one of them by a woman who used to be with a group called Tears for Fears, man. And remember the song Woman in Chains. Her name is Olita Adams, and she has been gracing. She's 63 now, maybe 64 years old, and she's still doing good. She still looks good. She still loves the Lord. Above all else things, she is a believer. And amongst many songs she has done as a believer is this one.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Come and walk with me on the water. A beautiful song there, the music of Olita Adams. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. And, of course, you feel this is a Sunday indeed. It is to us a first day after the Sabbath. And, of course, we trust the Father is just gracing you with much health and much power and everything is fine. As some people have been saying, hey, your voice. No, don't worry, man. It will be fine as time goes on. Uzongizona mincula ingoma ezimnandi kungasikudala. Let me welcome our guests. Let me start with Sipho Paulos. All the way. I almost said internality. No. Sipho is way far from Tunnelton. He's in Standerton, Estanere. Sipho.
Yeah, bo.
Sawa.
Usaphila kothe mfundisi Ray.
Ngiyaphila bhulwami wena.
Ah, wasibingelela balaleli makhasi ngene mfundisi Motha uJabu Dominic City. Unjani mrute?
Ah, ngiyaphila brawami wena.
Ah, ngingukhojo mkrende.
Ah, kuhle buti. Nayo ke into enhle ngiyibonile ngawe ke this past few weeks mina ngathi last week and this week. Ngikubonile ubuyele esikolweni futhi baba ubeka ivangeli laphana talking for the salvation of souls. Ngeku my brother.
See, to be enlightened in our hearts so that we preach
on the salvation of souls, man. I am my games, ne. The salvation of souls.
We don't play church, man.
Aye, man.
God be the glory, bro.
Hallelujah. And we also have Umfundisi Motha. Demko.
Hey, my brother, shalom.
Yini ngathi phone yakho iphethwe amakhaza njengamsona?
I know, no, wait. Iphilisaka nawe phila nqeko. Angifuna ukuthi ubanjwe amakhaza. At least.
Yazi mngani wami awuzwakali kahle. Maybe I will drop and call you again. Ifone yakho iyakhatha, it's like mhlambe la umekho yakhumbula kudala bebathi uthola umuntu umsakazi athi shifta kancane la umekhona. Usebenza ngama 5G manje akusayikho lento shifta kancane la, and then uthola umuntu makalo kahlezi la uzo ku iradio ithi uyenza la edibana uphethe le Nokia 6110 yayikhumbula. Hey, yeah, toza kudala. So I was all right, but I know we will fix it. MacGyver will fix it, my brother. Don't worry. And we have Jablan Dominic, my brother, my friend.
Yes, my friend. Niyaphila kodwa.
Niyaphila putu wami wena.
Hayi, that's yaphila kakhulu, sicinike uThixo muhle. Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe. Bingelele kubafethu lapho umfundisi uMotha. Umfundisi Sipho lapho estenela bese kuba balaleli bonke ngegama lika Yehusha Hamashia.
Hamashia, Hamashia.
Amen.
Yeah. And of course, right Jabu Marwena, because you are running up my 42Ks and all that. Are you okay, my brother?
I'm good, my friend. Just the body because of that,
yeah,
that activity. But it will recover.
Mara Jabla uyakhumbula kudala sakhula abantu besakhula. Nawe mhlawumbe ungasho ngalesikhathi sakhula bungadinwa kuze uze na ukuthi umzimba uyakokoda eminyango uthi yini ngathi awuboni nje uyabona abukuthi vele uyilalele kancane ucambalana uvuke futhi kuyodlala ibhola egroundini kodwa manje you have been running yeah no uyaqaqamba ugogo wami bekasho unashabalala lati kuyaqaqamba uyazi I was running the past few weeks, man. I was running 7 days a week, 7 days a week throughout, and I caught a pneumonia, you know, because of the rain and stuff. Sometimes when you run, you come out of the house in the morning, 4:30. I won't go till Kukubel. We have one Gumyam. Uze net so yes, I'm a good time, man. Yes, I'm a concern. I'm a nanyan, I'm a kitchen. So I'm getting a set drop in. I'm not going to be a move. A move is the same distance. We have one. Awuvela ingene mani kuphelele kuwe imvula. Yangenzani ke? Ngokutshela manje ngivuke namhlanje embedeni.
Eh.
Ah mina uyangazi mos, ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngiphume ku operation izolo bese ngene emsakazweni akunankinga, uyabona. Hayi akunankinga, kuyaphileka. So abantu babazinakekele lapho ke kunemvula nyana lezi and then zinomoya nyana nomunye othize ngathi une acid nyana uze ngathi iflu. Mara akusi flu ni uzobona na ukuthi man i flu ikanje pneumonia. So ucaphele ke lapho, make sure ukuthi mawu umuntu okuthanda ukugijima njengojabulani make sure ukuthi uma kunimvula uyihlalele ekhaya.
Yeah,
hayi uyihlalele ekhaya bhuti wami, uyiphuzele i ginger.
Yeah,
uhlale still kodwa hayi siyabonga Jabu ukuthi ukhona man, siyabonga ukuthi ukhona usenzile isikhathi sokuthi ube nathi, siyathokoza. Now
amen.
Tonight we are talking tonight we are talking about discernment, what it is even all about. Discernment, what is discernment even all about? And when we say we are discerning, what do we mean? Much of the time when we speak about this ministry of discernment, what are we implying? And have we gone to an extent of saying we are people who actually discern in the proper of ways? You know, do we discern in a proper way or do we discern in a wrong way? It's one of the things, you know, one needs to know, one needs to look into, one needs to take hold of discernment. Now, I've looked in a number of times when people talk about discernment, they talk about checking spirits. They talk about checking whether you are right, you know. And they would say, "Ish, I'm discerning something that is not right with this person." And I want to know what is discernment. What kind of sense is this? What kind of spiritual sense is this? And much of the time, when is it used? And with us, can we say without a doubt that we have the discernment that is needed to face each and every day's life? You know, would we say we discern, especially in the choices that we make? Do we make them out of true discernment, or we just make them, you know? We make them because we feel we should. Yazi khona lento abantu bathi ngiyamfila lo muntu. Ayisekho discernment love, so yamfila lo muntu. Kula kuba nenkinga khona ngoba wena so yamfila lo muntu. And so we are going to touch base as to what it is, what it is all about, what it means, and we are going to touch base into the role of discernment in our lives. What does it mean? And how does it combine with watchfulness, you know? How does it combine with that? And then how does discernment affect our work and our walk? And of course, also, we're going to look into the notion of discernment against all forms of deceptions. You know, discernment against all forms of deceptions. We are going to look into that because sometimes we find ourselves really caught up in things that we were not supposed to be caught up in. And then we end up now having to structure our lives around those things, ezinjalo. And it's a big problem. So I trust that as we do so, the Father will just do us good in a mighty way. We're talking about discernment, what it is all about, and we're talking about how it can help us in the shaping of our conscience, and then of course also how it can help us in terms of being able to see through deceptions, you know, and also to see as to what are some of those things which are truthful. It also enables us to see that which is truthful and then that which is holy. And discernment also enables us to see that which is right, that which is according to the will of the Father. And it's something that you and I really cannot do without. We can't do without discernment. And this, in many instances, is something that we don't talk about. We don't talk about discernment, man. We talk about relationships, we talk about guys, we talk about making the right choice, how do you know this is the right one for you, and all that. Angazi ukuthi sisingenisa kanjani ezibini lezo, kodwa mhlawumbe sisingenisa yimi kuphela ongakambulelwa. But discernment helps us to be able to see falsehoods, you know, and discernment enables us in soul winning. The Father is able to tell us who to testify to, when and why, and is able to guide us through discernment, that we know to do his good and perfect will. That is discernment. Discernment enables us also to be able to interpret the word of the Father in the proper of ways. We are able to interpret the word of the Father in the proper of ways. Much of the times I've seen that we fail to find the aspect of discernment in the true west of senses. So we're talking about it, spiritual discernment, what it is all about. We are touching base on that, and I trust that the Father will do you good, and he will just make you to discern even far much more. Right. Some verses we need with regards to discernment. Enough talk. We need some verses with regards to discernment, and I think much of the times we fail when it comes to even verses that would guide us properly when it comes to the issue of discernment. Let me start. When you look into 1 Kings, please mark my point of departure is in Proverbs 1 verse 2, but I want to start with 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. It says, therefore, give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil, and for who is able to judge these great people of yours? Discernment, therefore, is an understanding heart that is able to judge between good and evil. But also, discernment is a heart that is also able to give guidance. The spirit that gives guidance. When we say spiritual discernment, we talk about the spirit of the Father who gives us guidance in choices, in judgments, in decisions, in understanding his precepts, in getting to understand his will. We also see that in discernment. All right. Let me go to my key verse. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 2. It says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. There we start to see discernment as perception and knowledge. But you can put it like this. It is knowledge and perception. Now one is able to know. Discernment is when the Father imparts the knowledge in you and me. And then we also see perception, which can be, we can go on and we find in perception understanding. We find in perception logic, true logic, not our own. We find in perception our own kind of making sense, which is given us by the Father. The Father gives us our own kind of making sense, not the world kind of making sense, our own kind of making sense. We see it as perception. Now, in Proverbs 21:11 says, when the scoffer is punished, the simple is made wise, but when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. So we see also discernment as the instruction of wisdom. Discernment is also known as the instruction of wisdom. The Father gives us instructions of wisdom with regards to everyday living. That is discernment. That is what it is all about. And you and I should understand that. Now, if you go to Isaiah chapter 7, verses 15, it says, curds and honey he shall eat, that he may know how to refuse evil and to choose good. Discernment is also the knowledge of how to refuse evil and also how to choose good. Underline how. How to refuse evil and how to choose good. It struck me we might be choosing good in a wrong way. We might be thinking we're making right choices, whereas we are actually choosing evil. So it's also the know-how, the expertise, the know-how with regards to choosing good, and the know-how with regards to refusing evil. That's discernment. Yes, but banele, ngiyamdisena ukuthi nomoya nyana onjani njani wama tennis. Ngiyadisena lo ngathi uphethwe ihlathi, ngiyadisena lo ngathi uyayibona angali. But it goes way beyond that. Discernment is wisdom. It says here the word, it's an instruction of wisdom. I read it. An instruction of wisdom. Before I ask the questions also, let me go to Isaiah chapter 11, verses 3. It says, his delight is in the fear of the Elohim, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. Discernment now is also a delight. Check it out. A delighting in the fear of the Elohim. Discernment is when one finds joy in respecting and reverencing our Holy Father, Yahuwah. Jehovah, yes. Yahuwah. And it's amazing. We sit in Chambuk, No. It's also the joy of fearing the Father. Isaiah 11:3. The joy of fearing the Father. And this joy of fearing the Father, it makes us look at discernment now when it manifests in this joy of fearing the Father. We don't now make decisions by what we see and what we hear from people. So, it says, he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. And there's a semicolon. It means more than that. And that is discernment. I wonder, what tinabesiti discernment in? Send me your WhatsApps. Tell me, what do you think discernment is? And what has been said to you is the meaning of discerning. And of course, also, you can give us a shout, talk to us, you know, interact in the show throughout. This is your show. And tell us, what is discernment? Another thing, tell us, when's the last time in your church, you don't have to mention the name of the church or the pastor, in your church, when's the last time you spoke about discernment? And why haven't you spoken about it if it's a long time? And then if you have spoken about it recently, what kind of observations have you made? We want to learn from each other. Naganjan.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama. Theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentjula modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelonya gago. Theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go arega moyeng.
657 AM Radio Pulpit. This is who we are.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. And let me start with you, Jabu, today. When we speak about discernment, what comes to mind?
Thank you very much, my friend. For such a great introduction of our topic, which is discernment. So really give the Father all the glory
for allowing
us the opportunity to learn together tonight.
Mm.
So you've really said a mouthful, but I'll just maybe go back to some of the scriptures that you've quoted already.
Mm.
But I was just checking the general definition of discernment, that what is discernment. And it's so interesting how it's defined, you know.
Mm.
It says the meaning of discerning is showing insight and understanding, and then also it's about making careful judgments about the quality of similar things. So judgments also there, which is in the word. So that's very interesting. So basically discernment, it's the ability to distinguish between the good and the bad.
Mm.
So it's the wisdom to be able to know what is right,
yeah,
at the expense of what is wrong.
Yes.
And now if it's wisdom, it means that it's not something that is worldly.
Mm.
You spoke about a spiritual sense. I 100% agree,
yeah,
that it is a spiritual sense, and not like a natural sense like all the other senses that you know, of sight, of hearing.
Mm.
But it is a spiritual sense that can be developed, you know, through having a relationship with the Father.
Yes.
Then that sense will be developed for you to be able to distinguish between the good and the evil, the wrong and the right.
Mm.
You know, so when you really grow your relationship with the Father, this spiritual sense of discernment grows. You become a person, in other words, your spiritual eyes, because also discernment is spiritual eyes.
Yes.
Are opened up for you to see. I'll make an example with Gehazi when he was with Elijah, and then they were being surrounded by actually the army. And there's a point where actually Elijah says, prays for Gehazi for his eyes to be opened.
Mm.
And then he started to see that those actually who were for them, were even more than those who were against them. The army that they were facing was outnumbered by the spiritual army that was on their side. Hmm. So in other words, he started to see in the spirit. That is discernment.
Yeah.
When your spiritual eyes are being opened,
yes,
and you start to see things in the spirit, in your life, in your family, in your marriage, in your relationship, in your career, at work, wherever you find yourself to be, you start to see things in the spirit as God sees them,
mm,
not as people see them, not as your natural eyes see them. So
yes,
that is discernment. And you touched the, as I said, I'll also go back to some of the scriptures you quoted, because I found them very interesting. First, the Isaiah 7, verse 15, which says, he shall eat curds and honey,
mm,
when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. You see now also the factor of distinguishing between the evil and the good. So you can only be able to really choose between the good and the evil when you have a discerning heart. In other words, when you have the ability to distinguish, ukwazihlukanisa ukuthi lokhu kubi akumukelekile at the expense of ukuthi lokhu kumukelekile futhi kuhle. You will only be able to do that when you have this wisdom, which is a discerning heart. And then just also to add, as I sum up my introduction, my friend, in the book of Ezekiel 44:23, it says, they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the common. Discernment can be taught. You ask the question that when last did you teach about discernment? If it's of lately, what were your observations? And if it's a while back, why? So it can be taught by the Spirit of the Most High, by the Word of the Most High. As it says there, they shall be taught, actually, they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and show them how to distinguish between the unclean and the clean. Also, the importance of distinguishing comes to feature also there. Being the ability to be able to separate between the wrong and the right, the clean and the unclean, the holy and the wicked. That is discernment, my friend, in short. Thank you very much.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jabu. And of course, if you've just joined us, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. We are touching base on this, the issue of true spiritual discernment, what it is even all about. We are touching base on that. And of course, we are also seeing, you know, much of the times as believers, we fail to understand truly what discernment is all about. We fail to understand truly what discernment is all about. And that is one of the biggest mistakes or blunders on our part. All right, let me bring this to you after this. Mfokasi Paul.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku advertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku advertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
All right. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And you can drop us a voice note also there. Sizwe ukuthi uthini on this matter. What is discernment? Spiritual, true spiritual discernment. What is it even all about? Let me bring this to you, Sipho. When we talk about discernment, Baba, and I want to read some verses also on the issue of discernment. Le eti curds and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse evil and to choose good. Basically, discernment is the knowledge of choosing good and hating evil. The knowledge of how to hate evil and the knowledge of how to choose good. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. Wow, what a topic. And we thank God for this golden opportunity just to sit in front of this. listening from the oracles of God, at the same time knowing what we are called, the children of God, because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, ngiyithanda mfundisi advertising is ukuthi radio people, radio pulpit, the real people, the real radio who serving the real God. Definitely we are. Discernment mfundisi, I think you've already alluded very much and explained deeply how to introduce the topic, Nochablan Dominic, and it is true mfundisi ukuthi it's when our spiritual eyes have been opened. In other words, you are no longer walking in blindness of our sight, especially spiritually, but we are being opened by God through His Word so that we can able to distinguish what is good and what is bad. And definitely, it is that ability to obtain a sharp perspective or to judge well. In other words, it's a measuring stick of knowing what is right from what is wrong. And it is true from the Subuti, it is through the discernment that you can escape the anger of God, at the same time having the understanding heart, whereby we see the transformation in our mind, in our spiritual perspective, it's been grown wide. Because unkulunkulu, when we see it, sifundisi lakhe, and feel the Spirit of God, we get that wisdom to receive the instruction from God that leads to an understanding, according to Proverbs 2:11. And it is true from this Subuti, discernment is that ability to approve the excellent things and the blameless things, according to Philippians chapter 1:9-10. And the spiritual discernment from this is also the sign of maturity. In other words, when you see somebody having a spiritual discernment, it means he has well grown up. We're no longer to and fro like children. No, we stand on our crown because we know exactly who we serve. And the spiritual discernment is when we take that boldness stand, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, during those testing times where they had to bow to a foreign god, but with the ability to discern, good, he's not a true god. We know a certain god. Who can make sure that he deliver us, even if I'm deliver, but people know exactly what we are, people of discernment, we know the truth. And also, according to Leviticus chapter 10, verse 11, it's where we see discernment from this thing, when somebody is distinguishing between holy and profound, between what is clean and unclean. In other words, that thin line that separates the two, what is holy and profound, what is clean and what is unclean. In other words, from this discernment, is that spiritual weapon that if we can use it clearly, definitely, we'll never save any other thing except our God, because we know who He is. And last thing from this is Sifunda, 1 Thessalonians chapter 21, chapter 5, verse 21, Uti. If not discernment, you are able to prove all things, holding fast to what is right. What discernment is all about.
Sure, I hear you quite well. I trust the Father is doing you well and is gracing you so much with all His goodness in a mighty way. We are talking about true spiritual discernment, what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. When's the last time you spoke about discernment? In your church or amongst yourselves, when's the last time you spoke about it in detail? Not just as a passing by topic, in detail, where you really went into scripture with regards to this. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. or phone us during office hours. 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Mfundisi Motha, let me come to you, my brother and friend. When we talk about spiritual discernment, this is amazing. It's one of those things again. I'm looking at Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 4. It says, "And the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears, and fix your mind on everything I show you. For you were brought here so that I may show them to you. Declare to the house of Yasharal everything you see." Discernment is when we fix our minds on the things that the Father is showing us and the things that the Father wants us to declare. What do you say about that, Muruti?
Muruti, thank you so much. What a great topic indeed. You know, when you speak of fixing your eyes on what the Father is showing us, it is very much important for one to have the spiritual compound eyes. In other words, to see in the world of the spirit or in the spiritual realm, because in so doing, you shall be able to detect and see the things that the Father shows to you before they could even come to pass, before they could even come to manifest.
Yeah.
So that shows the ability of discernment. It is one of the key characters where we see the ability that one possess. You spoke about that you must hear, because when the Father speaks to you in your spiritual ear. In other words, we should be sensitive to the voice of God. We should be sensitive to the voice of the Father. We should hear from the frequency that not any man could hear. You know, it's like now, you may tell me, let me switch on to Radio Pulpit at 5 o'clock, but if I would switch on the wrong frequency, I would not be able to catch you live on the radio. But I have to be in the same frequency with you so that I can be able to hear the things that you say. So it is important that as believers, we need to have this spirit of discernment, because through it, that's how the Father speaks to us. He speaks through us, he speaks to us through his word. But if we cannot be able to discern, then we can miss a lot of things, even the warning that the Father is giving unto us. Hence, I want to say that when we talk of discernment, it is actually the ability for one to be able to distinguish between the wrongs and the right.
Yeah.
For one to be able to distinguish with, this is the Father that speaks, because even the enemy can speak things, but if you do not have the spirit of discernment, you will not even know or recognize that this is not the voice of my Father. So we need to, and the spirit of discernment, it helps us in that we will be able to distinguish between the spiritual truth as well as the falsehood, which is just Christ, our Lord, the Son of God himself, in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse number 4 and 5. And Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." In other words, when one has the ability of discernment, they will be able to see that this person is not talking from the Father, is not sent by God, but this man, Ukuluma, land of their own personal grain. We should be able to see whatever this person is saying, it does not possess the truth itself, but he wants to deceive us, he wants to lead us astray. So, Uma, we should heed to this warning that Christ himself gave us. We shall not be easily we are led astray. So it is important that our spiritual eyes, we can be opened so that they can see the things of God, the things that the Father shows unto us, our spiritual ear, can be able to hear from the frequency where the Father speaks, because we shall be able to guard against such deceivement that might come on our way. We should be able to see what now we're being led astray. But if we do not have a discernment, because the word of God is there to guide us. It is our compass. It is our guidance in everything that we need. So, but we need the wisdom from the Father to be able to interpret. I think you mentioned it earlier, that for one to be able to interpret correctly and rightfully so, the word of God needs the wisdom and understanding from the Father. So therefore, discernment will come to those who seek God wholeheartedly, and for those who will say that I cannot depend on my own. The word of God says that lean not in your own understanding, but trust him with all your heart. When you trust him with all your heart, and when you open up to him, the Father will be able to show you things that other men cannot be able to see. Because for his servants, let the Bible open the corner, Son of Man, look and see with your eyes the things that the Father shows you. So it is important in our day-to-day walk and journey with the Father, we should remain alert, we should remain consciously so, and we should be able to discern the pitfalls along the way, because a man who can be able to discern that there are pitfalls along his path, he shall be able to avoid them. There are certain things, obviously, that if we were able to descend when the Father speaks to us, because God will always warn us, God always speaks to us. The question is, are we willing to listen? Are we willing to open up our eyes to see what the Father shows us? Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Muruti. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is true spiritual discernment to you?
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Zibongile Mofokeng will leave you inspired every Monday and Tuesday. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, let's hear Babongane.
Ngithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele nabafethu abangamagesti. Ngibingelele nomndeni wonke weRadio Pulpit omuhle egameni lika Jesu Kristu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Isihloko esithi discernment. To discern is to see and identify by noting differences. Ukubona nokuqaza ngokuthola umehluko. Genesis chapter 31 verse 32 uthi, with whom you find your gods, do not let him leave. In the presence of our brethren, identify what I have of yours and take it with you. For Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. Ulabani wavimba umkhwenyana wakhe uJakobe nendodakazi yakhe uRachel efuna izithixo zakhe ezazintshontshiwe. UJakobe wayengazi ukuthi uRachel wayezebile. Namuhla kukhona abazalwane emabandleni abakhonza nabantu abanezithixo zabo, kodwa abazalwane bengakwazi ukubona nokuqaza okwehlukile. Discern also is to see by the eye or understanding. Ukubona ngeso noma ukuqonda. Lokho ngukwazi ukwehlukanisa okuhle nokubi. 2 Samuel chapter 14 verse 17 says, your maid servant said, the word of my lord the king will now be comforting. For as the angel of God, so if my lord the king is discerning good and evil, and the Lord your God be with you. Namuhla kukhona amakholwa abezwa noma yini bese beyakholwa bafunzwa noma yini bangakwazi ukwehlukanisa okuhle nokubi imbangela yokwamukela noma yini ikungaziphi isikhathi sokufunda izwi likaNkulunkulu. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age. That is, those by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 2 to 3. So that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. 3. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12 reads as follows. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly toward you. Verse 17. For we are not as so many peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. Ngokuba asinjengabaningi abonakalisa izwi likaNkulunkulu ngenxa yenzuzo, kodwa njengabaqotho, njengabavela kuNkulunkulu sikhuluma phambi kukaNkulunkulu sikuKristu. James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. I thank you. God bless you in a mighty way. Amen.
Amen. May the Father grace you so much in a mighty way with all his goodness. Thank you so much, Mabongani. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right. When we talk about the very notion of discernment, and let me bring this to you also. Jablan, my friend, let me bring this to you. The very notion of discernment. Now, I'm looking at Daniel chapter 5, verse 12. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. Check it out. Discernment is known as the excellent spirit, the knowledge, the understanding, the interpreting of dreams. This is the excellent spirit, with the solving of riddles, explaining the enigmas, which found in this life that we live in. It is an interpreter, the spirit of interpreting the things of the Father and the things that are lurking in the spiritual realms that are facing us as people, as mankind. What say you on that?
Thank you very much, my friend. Also, what a wonderful word that also really giving us sort of an understanding what discernment is. If we look into the life of Daniel, who also really possessed the spirit of discernment, so because of how he was able to really navigate, in the kingdom of it was Babylon, under the king Nebuchadnezzar. So the spirit of discernment was in display in everything that Daniel was doing, because of at some point they were even supposed to renounce or maybe to sort of deny God as the Almighty and bow down to all the, or maybe to the kingdom of Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar. But the, because of this excellent sense, spiritual sense, which is the wisdom to distinguish between the evil and the good, they were able to know that if we choose to stand with our Father, there is nothing, there is no harm that will befall us, because of we know that our Father will never leave nor forsake us. And we saw it in display when they were put into the actually standing from Lilo. You know, God was with them. He didn't forsake them because of choosing to actually proclaim his name or stand for his name. That was discernment, you know. That was, if they didn't have this wisdom, if they didn't have this sense, this spiritual sense to know how to choose. At first you spoke about the cabs of honey and being able to choose. So if they didn't have that ability to choose, they were going to deny God and lose everything. But they were able to really stand. And then I like it in Daniel 5:12 now. It says, was found to have a keen mind and knowledge and understanding and also the ability to interpret dreams. That ability to see the spiritual things, you know, like it's discernment. When you can be able to know what's the significance of the dream. Now, without talking about sorcery or ubungoma or ubunyanga. I know we get to banama konda to pizega. Kota we were preaching the gospel. We're talking about the Father revealing the secret things to you. You know, not like we don't have to confuse this with imimoye mibi, you know, but we're talking about the revelations of the Father, him being the one, even Joseph. We also, if we read the life of Joseph, we see the very same sense, spiritual sense of descendant, when he was able to be placed before the king of Egypt and was able to interpret their dreams, you know, because of this spiritual discernment that he possessed, that was from God himself. So that's the ability, the ability to interpret things, the ability to know the secret, the ability, sometimes even when you are in the midst of danger, you just get to know that God speaks through you, through discernment. You can know, like sometimes you'll even change routes, you know, my friend. You will change routes, like you're supposed to drive through this route, but suddenly you change and you drive another route.
Yes.
And then when you discover at a later stage, the route that you avoided, there was something dangerous that was supposed to befall you. And that was discernment. That was the ability to interpret, you know, to know, you know, between the good and the evil, to know the secret things that are hidden. So that is discernment. Just also to sum it up. You know, in the book of 1 Corinthians 2:16, it says, for who has understood the mind of the Lord, so has to instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
We have the mind of Christ. This is the mind that is actually, when we have the mind of Christ, it means we are possessing wisdom, because he has been made wisdom unto us as his sons or as the believers, or as his children. So we have him as our mind, and therefore we have this sense of knowing between the good and the evil. So the key is for us to really, as I said at first, that discernment can be taught. Discernment can be actually cultivated. It means one does not have to worry to say that, no, it means that I'm lost, therefore I'm doomed. It can be taught. You can start today to teach yourself from the scriptures, from establishing your relationship with the Holy Spirit, your relationship with the Father, your relationship with Yahushua HaMashiach. This sense will grow. You will start to see, you will tap into the realms of the Spirit and see things that are hidden and that are secret because of the gift of discernment. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Thank you so much. I see a WhatsApp from Mara. I see a WhatsApp from... is it Debbie or Dabia? Debbie, thank you so much for the WhatsApp. I really appreciate that. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about this very issue. What is discernment today?
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And what is discernment? What have you learned about it?
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.